Man, what in the world are you playing?
I don't know what that was.
Man, sleep.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah. Wake up. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yo, 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 yo. What's happy up, 9 a.m., people.
Boy, yeah.
It's in the booth. I ain't messenger.
This man keep forgetting his name.
Everything came together in the booth. In the booth. Years later, and we're still in the booth.
In the booth.
New podcast with the interviews. Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than the limousine. Got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winning team, about to do the thing. Then we hit him with a bada boom, bada beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time bombs, you gon' see the fruit. Put the king tag, gotta pull it for the roof. Get the best and get the bag, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. The one who's the game, make the public coach. Let's go.
Like,
you know, I'm ready for that. Thank you guys for joining us in the booth with Cancer Jones and Messenger. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Put them in the booth.
Yeah.
Speaking to the O, forget to the U. It's my country version, bro.
Yes.
And no matter what, we're going to tell the truth.
That's so pop.
Yes.
See time, husband, we're going to see the fruit. Yeah.
Oh, man. If you like to sponsor an advertiser, this crazy show. Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
Right to that bass button. He ain't got a full drum set. He just got the tones.
And the rim shots. That's it. That's it.
Play the bass, bro.
That's it.
And if you like to sponsor an advertiser, show, hit us up in the booth pod.
Or get us a real band.
gmail.com. Yeah. We need to get us a band, y'all. Gotta be live, though. If In the Booth had a real live band.
Let's go. We got a drum set right behind.
Ooh-wee.
Y'all wouldn't do a show at all. Y'all just do music all day.
That'd be dope, though. Yeah, they come up with just
Have a real live band.
That's like the Tonight Show. Yeah.
That's what we're working on.
That's dope, though.
All right, what are we talking about, Mr.
That's dope.
All right, man. So, we're talking about deal breakers.
Oh, we'll give it up for Kenton Jones' first lead-in ever on In the Booth.
Yay!
This is a moment, y'all. This is a moment, y'all. This is the first Kenton Jones lead-in.
And you'll know it by the topic.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is his topic.
Usually I chime in on topics, but they ask me
to pick the topic
with a unique topic.
And
so
this is what he picked.
I was just talking about deal breakers
in
a relationship. You know, a lot of times, you know, people want to be married with no spouse. I mean, no kids, no previous kids, or you know, certain people want certain things, financial status, deal breakers. But this deal breaker is you know how you smell, your hygiene in the deal. You know, is a certain funk level
grounds for dismissal.
So don't spit.
I mean, you know.
Why don't you do that, bro?
But I'm saying, if a person, I mean, imagine, you know, you get married, y'all kept yourself
at a certain level,
like what I'm saying, you kept yourself like separate towards marriage, you know, let's say y'all got married in your 40s, a little late, you know what I'm saying, but you kept yourself, and then that first day, you get in a hotel or wherever you go for your honeymoon. And things ain't clean.
Things ain't clean.
You know, things ain't fresh.
Let's go play the video,
so,
man.
You know, we got a little video.
Just
talk about deal breakers.
Yeah.
In kind of relationship.
This is Veronica Wells from MadamNoir.com. And today's Madam on the Street question is, could you date someone with bad hygiene?
No.
No.
No way.
No.
Oh, no. No, absolutely not.
You can't do that.
No, that's kind of weird. No.
No, I can't.
Never, ever. No.
That's gross. That's like a total killer.
Who's going to want to sit around somebody who smells all day?
What if it was something like their nails weren't clean, their nails were dirty?
That is unhealthy. That is just so nasty. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I bathe twice a day. If my man can't do that, I can't do you. I'm sorry.
What if it was something as simple as, like, they had dirty fingernails?
That's fine if they're hot. But if they're not hot and they got dirty fingernails, then it's just like, what are you doing now?
What if her fingernails were dirty?
Ooh, still kale. Nah.
It was something like their nails were dirty.
That I could deal with. Because we can go to
the spa. We can get a Manny and Patty together.
Something like they didn't use deodorant.
They didn't use deodorant. Well, I guess if they've, you know, been working out and stuff, that's
that
fine.
That man don't wear deodorant.
Then they're going to look good, but you can just give them a bit of deodorant and give them a help in hand.
But this is about boys' right smell. Down. I love boys' smell, and if they smell a BO... No.
I mean, you got to be smart about it. Your nails is dirty. You got to do something with that. You're not just going to just, oh, his nails...
Cut them off and make sure that he's clean.
Exactly.
Right?
That's like something you could deal with, nails, but... As far as underarms or other areas, no.
Yes. I would like to date someone who is clean.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to get sick.
What in the world?
So you stink. You got a disease.
What I'm saying, but not everybody has. Wait, we got a single man. Come on, Cam. We got to get Cam. Cam, get a chill real quick. Get Cam on the show.
I'm just saying.
Look. You know, this is a single man. We already married. So, you know, I know that everybody got a family smell. Like, you got a family smell, or you got a smell that sometimes you don't know you have because you've been with you all day. So you don't know sometimes until you get in somebody else's car that they have a family smell, and then people know that when they get in your car that you have a family smell. I know my family got a smell. I don't, you know, I hope it ain't horrible that every time somebody, because my kids, we
had to warn my wife today.
Yeah, we had to. She go going up, the Joneses. Oh my God. So I'm saying it's inevitable that a person have, that's why you got perfume, that's why you got cologne, that's why you have deodorants, that's why you have certain things to fight against the body
odor. Family smell.
The body odor. So I'm like, what is a deal breaker in a relationship? Now, like they were talking about dirty nails. Like a dude with dirty nails, he probably got a job. He work in maintenance.
Yeah, he's probably a mechanic.
So, you know, now a girl with dirty nails is different. I mean, she
might be a landscaper. You know,
she might be. But I've never really seen too many girls with dirty nails that ain't like five.
Well, let's welcome Cam to the show. Cam and Sam.
Yeah.
He do everything around here.
Yeah, he does everything.
Yeah. He's still single and being, you know, chased. So, ladies, y'all got to hurry up.
Yeah.
It's a race going on. So, yeah.
So, Cam, like, you meet a girl, smell good, look good, got a little breath thing.
A little breath? How much is a little?
Probably, you could tell she got a little a rotten molar or something. You could tell it's more than just food. You could tell that's a part of her body, her makeup. You know what I'm saying? It's some people that I've, you know, that breathe stank. That's a different type
breathe
of odor.
Stink.
You ain't ever, but
I know, but
that joke will breathe, like his breathing. His pores, bro. Like, the breath out of his nose was stank. That's different than having
a... Oh, you're talking about... Oh, don't okay. Don't say that.
I'm asking you. Yeah. If a person have BO like that, but very beautiful person. Let's say you met them and got to know them and like them.
But you've already smelled it once you met them.
But you ain't meet them yet. Let's say if you met them over the phone and just been talking to them and like really, like, man, let's meet up. Perfect body, everything. It's just that little thing. Like, is that a deal breaker for you, that one little thing?
Depends on how bad the odor putting out.
Yeah!
I might can deal with it.
It's levels to it, boy.
I gotta keep it strictly.
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
if is it a strong?
I mean, you can smell it. It's almost like after smell. Like you can smell perfume, okay. And then but you can still smell.
when she leave the room.
Oh. It's like an after smell. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, that's,
it's like it must. You know, you taste something, it be real good, but the aftertaste be horrible.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like an after smell. Like she smells beautiful until the end of the smell.
Yeah, I think and I'm going like, to keep that strictly friends.
That's a deal breaker?
That's a deal breaker.
What's a deal breaker hygiene?
Because she could get that fixed, though, bro.
Yeah, that's fixable.
Depends on how long she had it. Yeah, well, it ain't already fixed.
Yep. Because that's saying something about you if you ain't got it fixed by now.
But I'm saying,
you
man.
Wrong.
Maybe, you know, maybe it's been a hard time. You know, she got two kids, you know, whatever.
She ain't got no benefits and she living for a meal ticket.
Oh, okay.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, you ain't gonna help her fix that molar, and then and
you gotta
then
help me help you.
You gotta help me help you.
What's the worst, breath, underarm, or butt?
Underarm.
Think so?
Yes.
You say, but if somebody can smell your butt, that
nah. Good. Some people got butt smell.
No,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, some people got butt smell. You know what a butt smell is when you smell it. No. Bro, that was on stage. That was a butt smell.
On stage.
But that dude wasn't. He wasn't there.
But
bro.
He was. That was a butt smell though.
But
that wasn't must.
But,
that was booty.
But bro.
But that was that a butt smell?
But he wasn't.
But it was a. I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about the smell.
But
I want you to understand what a butt smell is. You know what a butt smell is.
I know what the butt smell
okay,
is.
Okay then. But you know which one is worse? A butt smell. Underarm or breath?
Because some people are not good wipers.
Because
they
don't care,
can't reach.
Which one is worse? Answer the question. It's a butt smell.
They got dinosaur arms.
You in the car. You you in the car.
You can't reach. You can't reach.
You got to put tape that boy to the wall and get up.
Here we go.
Here we go. Run that t-shirt off.
Didn't we do this before? Can you please?
You gotta put that on. You gotta get up on the toilet, take the wrong tissue, tape it on the doggone counter, and just slide across.
This boy's crying. This boy's crying.
No. You gotta ride to Florida in the car. Do you. Which one? Is a deal? You,
can you wipe the tears?
The most.
Can you wipe the tears?
Okay, you on the way to Florida. You in a car.
Both of y'all crying.
You got to get to Florida. Nah, you on the way back. You got to get home. Booty smell, must or stink breath. Which one you got to deal with?
And your AC don't work.
Yeah, and your AC don't
I'd
work.
I'd rather deal with the breath because I don't. I just no conversation, bro. We're not talking.
Give
we're
me
not
the
talking,
must, bro.
Nah, breath.
Nah, you can't. No, you gotta breathe.
Booty, and
nah, booty
and
is out. No, booty
is
out.
Coming out.
Nah, underarm, you keep your arm down.
If
you don't move,
if you
and
breathe,
keep your arm down, you good.
If it's not bad, and you breathe through the nose, we can get by. But if my arms
man,
is coming,
man, you
and
gonna
booty
say
is
something.
Coming, boy.
Booty is
gonna be
out.
In the seats. Yeah, so yeah, even when you drop them off, you gonna have to burn. You gonna have to
that's
burn
like
your,
out.
You gonna have
booty
to burn your
the,
poster.
Yeah, booty. You gonna have to go, boy. You gonna have to go to the car wash. Y'all go.
You got to burn.
Just
your
leave
seat.
The doors open and
no,
just
start the over.
Just
you need
in.
A new car. No.
You can't get rid of booty. Booty is the worst.
And you, if you got upholstery
it,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And booty is what. Yeah.
But especially if you ain't got leather, you got.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you got cloth. It's cloth. For, yeah. Buy a new car. Just drive straight to the lot. You can have this one. It's paid for. It's your car now. I'm going,
man.
But booty number one. But if you don't move and you just keep your arms down,
I think breath is number one. Because if with booty,
you
if
breathe,
you clinch,
man, you're gonna talk.
No, you're not gonna talk.
Yeah, you're gonna say to, hey, bro, I got to use restroom, or hey, bro.
I mean, I could deal with that because the window's coming down. As soon as, hey, bro. Every time I just talk, hey bro, I roll the window.
Hey bro, what?
I'm doing all fours. I'm doing all fours, but rolling them down. But what? Hold on, bro. Okay, say what you gotta say. Yeah.
Let's hook up with the sunroof. What?
But as a woman.
Oh man!
You gotta clean yourself. Like you can't let that go. There is no BO when it comes to women.
Okay, you coming back from Florida and you with another female. booty, underarm, or breath.
Women around each other, deal with. Women around each other are a little bit more free than when they around men. Mm, right? Yeah. No. If they like, if you're on a girl trip and y'all coming back
and you smell like that money.
Y'all been with each other. Y'all got your own.
You booty, gotta get out.
Underarm or breath is the worst one on the ride back. It's you. It's you driving. Breath, they riding.
Bro. It's gotta be breath.
Man, it's must to me, bro. I mean, breath. You got.
I would say, but because for a woman, it's connected to something else.
I'm saying the one you would rather deal with.
I'm saying that's together.
But you would rather deal with a butt smell?
No, you said what's worse. I said
okay.
The butt.
Which one would you rather deal with?
Oh, breath. Just don't talk to me.
Breath?
That's don't what I'm saying.
Man, I can't.
Don't say breath. Nothing breath. To me. The if, whole
if,
trip.
If bro in the car with me.
Yeah.
He no.
But his is different, bro.
No, bro.
That Jugger Junk was in his cavity, bro. Bro,
that's breath,
that,
though.
No, that
I
was,
can't. No, no, I'm not riding back from Florida was, with that. Bro, that. I'd rather you just didn't take a bath and you musty. You keep your arms down, don't move.
That was in his DNA, bro. That was in his essence.
I'm not sitting in the car.
That was in his essence, bro. Like, he was breathing out and it smelled like fart. Like, I was like, bro, how you breathe? How your mouth closed and you breathe it out your nose and it's deadly, bro? How is the world?
And he was married. I'm like, what do your wife say?
Bro, but some had to be wrong with his brain. That had to be brain funk. Like, it's something was
your
wrong.
Your brain stink.
Like, that joke of brain had to be stink for it to come out of sinuses like that, bro. Because the breathing was like, bro.
Nigga, your brain stank.
Your brain stank, bro. That jug of brain was leaking boo-boo, bro.
That jug of it was pooting out of the ear.
I'd rather arms or butt is bad.
Nah, butt is out
for when
me.
You sitting down, you can probably
you can't
be locked.
Smell butt.
You could be locked.
Okay.
Yeah,
but breath?
No, but no. Yeah.
Breath, bro.
It's worse when they get up.
Yeah, it is.
It's worse when they, if it has a butt.
Yeah, butt is the worst. Like,
so if you,
bro, I'll take breath and must before butt.
Bro, if you dating, if you met a person.
Oh yeah, ain't it? No, none of the above.
What if a person is clean?
Yeah, none of the above.
At first, but as they get cool with you,
they don't wipe no more.
Or they at least, you know.
They don't put on deodorant no more?
How do you tell them? What do you tell a person that you like? How do you tell them nicely?
Man.
You wear a diaper.
30-day rule.
You got a 30-day rule?
What's a 30-day rule?
If I see anything within them 30 days, that's a deal breaker.
Man, I couldn't believe that girls, like, rule. I ain't no, hey, well, yeah, college taught me a lot.
What?
College taught me a lot. Yeah, ain't no girls that
girl dorm.
Bro, oh my god,
what,
bro?
Like wild wolves.
Oh my goodness,
like,
bro.
Oh god. Wild
I was like, in bar. Nah, I ain't gonna say it, bro. I saw some stuff, and the girl dorm was like, "What your roommate got? Down, man, hide them things." Like, bro, I'm like, this
yeah, that's
is girl.
Gross. That's gross. That
I,
is gross.
Bro, I seen girl dorms was, and I lived in. I stayed in the football dorm. And I know I jumped.
It's, yeah, y'all jumped.
Yeah.
There is no, wait.
Nah.
Before you say something, there's no dorm smell. Like a football dorm
but
smell.
But we got an excuse. Bruh, yeah, I've been to girl dorms where it was just like.
Not the smell, though.
Bruh,
girl,
smell
girl
and
smell.
Some nasty
it's just
looking.
Some stuff to look.
Yeah, products, yeah, products product. And smell.
Yeah.
Like.
But just looking, but look,
get rid of these.
But y'all be dressed up to go out, and them books still smell like a bear cage. Do y'all
not me?
I be like, bro, do y'all boo boo in the toilet in here, bro? Do y'all just go in the corner of your dorm? Oh my, what in the world am I smelling, bro?
Nah, that, not a weird joint. Maybe
so if you're dating, like they're talking about deal breakers, when it comes
dirty
to
nails.
Hygiene,
dirty nails.
Nails is nails a big thing? Yeah. I don't think for men. But what about like?
I mean, I would kind of not want to see him on a female, but you know, it's not a deal breaker. Like, oh, you got dirty nails.
What about stuff like acne or stuff like that?
Or dandruff, real bad dandruff, and it's all on your shoulders and stuff.
Yeah, you can just wash it up.
Dandruff. I don't know because I used to wash my hair with Irish soap. Yeah, so I didn't care.
With soap?
Yeah, I ain't do shampoo, boy. That's ultimate country. And I used to rub the bar of soap against my head and make and let it lather. That was it. You know, God, I started using
shampoo. Talk about me cheap again, boy. You can't say that. You can't call me cheap.
It wasn't because that's country. I wasn't trying to say no money. That was how
I get you some shampoo.
I mean, I would do that now. Of course,
it's on the same aisle.
My wife been doing that. I ain't never shopped for no soap. Not when I was growing up.
He's a boy,
man. I ain't buy no soap. And then the soap I bought in college, you used that one bar for 3 months. Till that boy got veins in it.
Take it back. Veins.
Till it dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, I ain't buy no shampoo and all of that type of stuff when I was growing up. Now, Mona started buying the shampoo and lotion and all that. And she started doing, you know, she was
killing your hair with this bar soap.
I was like, that'd be bar soap.
But I was soap. Soap, everything. Ivory soap. My mama did ivory. I don't know why ivory.
We did this.
But we did ivory. That white ivory soap. Spring. That dried out everything in your body.
We was this.
And so, but I mean.
You ain't fully clean unless you zest.
Zest fully clean. Yeah.
We is this.
But on a, as far as a girl.
What if she too ashy or.
Ashy, lotion, all
that. To me, everything is, I mean, dandruff is fixable. Ashy is fixable.
What about a hair patch? What about a hair patch?
A hair patch?
They got ringworms.
Like they got a little ball spot.
Yeah, that's something else.
A little ball spot right here.
That's not hygiene, though. Wingworm is.
But what I'm saying, is that a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Ball spot.
Yeah.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, that's.
You done?
Huge cause for concern.
Can't talk to nobody
with a sunroof. Say it again.
Can't talk to nobody with a sunroof.
Oh, my God. Unless you got a sunroof. And George Jefferson up there.
I mean, it's girls that really rock. Like naturals, they do their thing.
Yeah, but a ringworm is a, yo, that's a.
I mean, you know, some people,
it's
she might.
Hygiene thing.
Yeah, it's a hygiene
thing.
She might
make that mug, you know, make it a tattoo, make it match, put a design on it.
What?
Something like that.
But it's the fact that it's there that he's saying that's a hygiene.
Yeah,
that's
a ding. That's a
red flag.
Red flag.
So.
She colored it in before she met you.
Colored it in. It's once I find out.
Then she.
Yeah, you got a ringworm.
But you find out. Good into the relationship.
Yeah.
You in love now.
Like how old boy found out him.
You got a ring.
Him and his wife were sisters and brothers. A year after.
Yeah, I was already thinking out. About that.
Yeah, and you walking out.
Yeah.
But you go, this boy
y'all
right here,
about,
for rich or for poor, ain't you?
Bruh, if y'all find out, bruh. Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be a block in my head. And then you're going to start looking like me, and then it's going to be like.
Here's one that is kind of serious, so I want to ask. But how do people. After they're dating, get past realizing that the other person has a prosthetic.
A prosthetic.
A fake arm, fake leg.
I was waiting on
bro, that. Bro, you can't laugh, bro.
And hey, we got a feeling.
Why you laughing?
What?
You can't laugh.
They going to know about it. They going to see the limp.
I mean, sometimes. You can hide it, you know.
Master the wall.
Nah, they gonna see
you,
that.
No, you can hide. I mean, you can really hide it until you know.
I thought this was about hygiene.
I'm just saying, like deal breaker. These people, because sometimes things are fixable, or sometimes you fall in love with all of it, just the imperfections. You know,
bro, you gonna know if somebody got a fake leg. Yeah,
I'm saying you'll know, but you might not find out, in, you know, before your feelings are into it.
Okay.
So what you doing?
What y'all doing? Like, why am I getting all these questions?
Because you leaving and she's your sister. You leaving and she got dandruff.
What you doing?
You leaving. Yeah. And she got ringworm.
You can't help who you love.
Yeah.
You fall in love.
Yeah. So you just.
Take care of it.
Yeah. Tink.
We just got to do what we got to do.
Tink.
Why is that? She's not a pirate.
See the thoughts and views.
She's not a pirate.
The thoughts and views.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
This man's about Tink.
No music, please.
I'm just saying.
Please.
I'm just saying. You, what you.
We are way over.
You gonna help her with.
To my Tink. She is not on a boat.
You gonna help her with the leg?
Yes.
Okay. Well, praise God.
Yeah. I mean, if you like who you like. Yeah. But I'm saying, like.
That baby bring my leg.
You,
hey, get the remote and bring my leg.
Bruh,
everything came together in the booth. Years later, and we still in the booth. You a podcast with the interviews. Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than a limousine. Got something for the kings, something for the queens. And we got a winning team by the bigger theme. Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada beam.
You know what
short.
Tape it on it. Tape it on the count and just slide across. Clean your booty.